and Technical University, and a member of the group of radical students who planned the embassy takeover. But a longtime friend says Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was one of the opponents of hostage-taking. The leader of the student group says he played no role in the seizure. As expected today, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a quarter of 1%, marking the ninth such increase since they began tightening a year ago. Citing elevated inflation pressures, they also hinted of further measured rate moves to come. That decision lifts the federal funds rate up to 3.25%, now at its highest level since September 2001. When the Fed started raising rates last year, the benchmark rate was at a 46-year low at 1%. The central bank gives no indication in the statement that it's ready to stop hiking interest rates anytime soon. Wall Street didn't appreciate that. The Fed also noted even with the rise in energy prices, the economy has continued to grow at a respectable pace. With the planned merger announced today of Bank of America and MBNA, the number of large credit issuers is shrinking. Consumers may be at some growing risk of security breaches and high fees as a result. Bank of America buying Delaware-based MBNA in a $35 billion cash and stock deal. Once completed, Bank of America will have about 40 million active credit card accounts. The weather better for fighting wildfires in central Arizona today, but a nine-day-old fire has already burned more than 174,000 acres, is continuing to grow. That blaze threatens at least three communities and may have fatally scorched one of the world's largest saguaro cactuses. The northern section of the fire is still completely uncontained. The southern section, closer to Phoenix, reported about 40% contained. In Utah, meanwhile, fire crews getting a good handle on a fire that threatened a community of New Harmony earlier in the week. And another fire forced the evacuation of several homes yesterday near Anderson Junction. This is Air America Radio News.
When you've got a car repair to do, getting the right tools for the job means you've got to get in the zone. AutoZone. Because with AutoZone's free loan-a-tool service, you can borrow more than 60 professional-grade specialty tools for all kinds of jobs, like installing new struts, changing an oxygen sensor, or replacing a ball joint. They're all free to use when you leave a deposit. Get the right tool for your next job with the free loan-a-tool service from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis.
800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken. In these dark days of government-wide Republican domination, progressive victories can be hard to come by. The black sky is not without its points of light. On the next Franken, we'll revisit one of our brightest stars, the relaunch of the Al Franken Show on Sundance Channel, over the objections of the FCC, the IRS, and for reasons I can't mention, the DEA. Thrill! All on the next Al Franken Show.
Seekers. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. It's about 7 past the hour. We note this evening, as we have every evening for quite some time now, this is the 60th day since the Times of London, which, by the way, is owned by Rupert Murdoch, reported the existence of minutes taken from secret meetings attended by the highest members of the Blair government. Those meetings showed how the Bush administration developed plans for war against Iraq based on absolute lies, deceptions, and fake intelligence reports. Now, since that war began, 1,746 Americans have been killed in combat. In addition, thousands of soldiers have had their arms and legs blown off. They have been severely and seriously physically maimed and wounded. Fingers, hands, eyes gone. Hundreds have been driven to the edge of insanity by this war. Tens of thousands, when they return from this war, will find that the Veterans Administration will have nothing to do with them, since it is incredibly underfunded. And Republicans in Congress refuse to fund it adequately. Tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, including uncountable numbers of children, babies, toddlers, have been blown to pieces, have been murdered by the United States. So why isn't the liberal American media reporting this atrocity on the front page of every newspaper, every day? And as the lead story in every radio and television newscast, every day, why are the media not demanding the resignation and impeachment and conviction and jailing of George Bush and Dick Cheney? They are both war criminals. They have committed acts of treason against the United States and acts of mass murder against people unable to defend themselves. They are war criminals. George Bush and Dick Cheney are war criminals. Last night, we quoted extensively, matter of fact, damn near read the whole thing, a column written by Arlie Hochschild in the New York Times about the jailing, imprisonment, and torture of children by the United States in our gulags around the planet. I identified Arlie Hochschild as a man. And Lori, who listens here in the Atlanta area, sent me an email and told me that Arlie Hochschild is a woman. She's married to Adam Hochschild, who has written a series of books. I remember Adam Hochschild as being the editor of Mother Jones magazine at one time. So thanks to Lori for pointing out that this is Arlie Hochschild, who is she's well known in academic circles. She's a sociology professor at University of California, Berkeley. Thanks, Lori. I appreciate it. Now, if you paid attention to any of the news today, you saw what to me was an incredible, just a monumental amount of hypocrisy regarding the alleged identification of the new president of Iran, who is a real schmuck. I'll get to him in a second. This is like if James Dobson were elected president of the United States. I mean, this guy in Iran is a real. He's going to be a serious problem because he's an Islamic fundamentalist, and you know my feeling about fundamentalists. Anyway, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, I believe is how you pronounce his name, was one of, according to some American former hostages, remember that 444-day hostage standoff that the United States and Iran got involved in 1979, and that the Reagan administration, prior to its being the Reagan administration, got involved in and told the Iranians to continue to hold them hostage. They'd get a better deal from Ronald Reagan than they would from Jimmy Carter. You know, it's a whole chapter of history. If you're too young to remember that, then you owe it to yourself to find out what really happened. But anyway, in 1979, there was an uprising that resulted in the taking of hostage of Americans at the U.S. Embassy. And that followed protests in the streets of Tehran demanding that the United States return the Shah of Iran, who was in the United States at the time. I think he was in New York for cancer treatment. But the Iranians wanted him back to put him on trial. He'd been overthrown by the Islamic Revolution in 78 when Ayatollah Khomeini returned from France. Do you all remember all this? The Shah was overthrown, and there was an uneasy kind of accommodation between the Americans and the Iranians. Now, the fact is that the U.S. Embassy in Tehran was a major a nest of CIA spies. It was a listening post that kept track of the Soviet Union, since the Soviet Union and Iran share a common border. The U.S. Embassy in Tehran was kind of like the Russian embassy or the Soviet embassy in the United States back in the bad old days of the 70s and 80s. Both embassies were just nothing but nests of spies. So the Iranian the hostage taking, most of the American embassy workers that were taken hostage, all right, maybe not most, a huge percentage of them were CIA operatives. They were active spies, which it kind of is neither here nor there because everybody knew it. The Iranians knew it. The Americans knew it. The Iranians knew the Americans knew it. And the Americans knew the Iranians knew the Americans knew it. So nobody, it's kind of a game. But the part that is interesting to me today, they located some of these former hostages, one of whom lives here in suburban Atlanta. They were all over the news. Another one lived in Indiana, another one in New York. And they got these guys on television, CNN, ABC, CBS, all over the place. On CBS and ABC, it was a lead story that the new Iranian president was one of the hostage takers and possibly the leader of that taking of American hostages. Now, the guy here in suburban Atlanta went so far as to say, I don't care if he dyed his hair blonde and shaved off his facial hair, I'd always remember him. Now, the Iranians, of course, are denying that this guy was the leader or was involved in the actual hostage taking. Now, everybody in this story is crazier than hell, everybody. But here's the irony. Here's the irony. I just found it, I don't know, I didn't know how to react. The Iranian Revolution in 1978 that brought Ayatollah Khomeini to power was a direct result of what the United States did in 1953. We sent two CIA operatives to Iran after the Iranian parliament had elected as its president, or a prime minister, a man named Mohammad Mossadegh. The CIA said, no, 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 no. So the CIA orchestrated an overthrow of the government of Mohammad Mossadegh and reinstalled Reza Pahlavi as the Shah of Iran. About 300 people were killed, hundreds were wounded. It only took about 9 hours. Now, plans had been worked out by the CIA to get rid of Mossadegh, because he was a nationalist. And he and his party had passed a bill way back in 1951 to nationalize the British-owned Anglo-Iranian oil company. The coup against him, however, was proclaimed in the years following by the United States as an essential move to prevent, quote, the obvious threat of Russian takeover, end quote. See, this is back when the Russians were Islamic fundamentalists, so to speak. The truth of the matter is, the Eisenhower administration, run by John Foster Dulles, who was one of the leading warmongers way back 60 years ago, John Foster Dulles. This guy was another real killer. God only knows, literally, how many hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people on this planet died because of the policies of John Foster Dulles. But Eisenhower and Dulles, they wanted Iran. And I'll tell you why in just a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Warship with you guys who wants to go out to style. And there's nothing to eat but don't pair a distinctive certain ways dumping the Nile. But one thing is certainly true, no one here knows what to do, and I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supersend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation. So nobody stops The Nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free. At readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. What we're talking about here briefly in this segment is the upset that has rippled across the political spectrum in America today because the new Iranian president, who is a hardline Islamist, who, as far as I'm concerned, is disgusting because he is a religious fundamentalist. But what has got the waters roiled in this country is this guy may or may not have been, probably was, part of the Revolutionary Guard in Iran back in 1979 that took Americans hostage and held them for 444 days until the election of Ronald Reagan. The Reagan team had told the Iranians to keep the hostages held until after the American election, so that Reagan could use it as an election issue and get himself elected, which is exactly what they did. But anyway, it goes back to 1953 when the Iranian parliament elected Mohammad Mossadegh to be their prime minister. And the United States and Britain did not like that, so they staged a coup. The United States was the essential element there. We sent two CIA operatives to Iran to assist in the overthrow, to engineer, to lay out the blueprints for the overthrow of Mohammad Mossadegh. There were people operating in Iran at the time that were loyal to the deposed Shah and wanted him back in power. Now, of the two CIA agents that we sent, one of them, his name is not known to me. The other one, his name was Schwarzkopf. He was the father of General Stormin Norman Schwarzkopf, who invaded Iraq a generation later. Isn't this fun? Two generations later, anyway. Isn't this fun? Huh? The coup against the freely and duly elected prime minister of Iraq cost the United States about $19 million in 1953 money. And it was so effective that the way we overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh would be used later as a blueprint as we overthrew other governments, not the least of which was the government of Guatemala that we overthrew in 1954. But the cost to the people of Iran was staggering. Right after the overthrow and the reinstallation of the Shah, who at the time was very young, the CIA moved in and helped this young Shah train a secret police. Not unlike the secret police that's being developed in this country right now under Negroponte. The secret police in Iran was called SAVAK. That's an acronym. I don't know what it stands for. SAVAK. It was trained by the CIA. And in 1976, Amnesty International described SAVAK as having a history of torture which is beyond belief. That's a quote. Here's another quote. No country in the world has a worse record in human rights than Iran. End quote. Now, who is backing Iran? The United States. Who kept the Shah in power? The United States. We had military bases in Iran. We had nests of spies in Iran. Iran was our country, and we allowed the Shah to run it. The people of Iran, the fundamentalist Islamic people of Iran, took note of all this, and the rage built for 25 years. Until finally, in 1978, the Shah of Iran developed cancer. He came to the United States for treatment. The Ayatollah Khomeini returned to Iran from France, where he was living in exile, And the result was the so-called Iranian Revolution that installed an Islamic government. A year later, when the United States refused demands by the Iranians to return the Shah to stand trial, that's when the American embassy was attacked and our people were taken hostage. Now, when I say our people, again, without putting any a flavor to this, no coloring to this, the people that were taken, for the most part, were spies. They were CIA agents who were still operating in the Shah's Iran, even though Ayatollah Khomeini had returned. The worst human rights record of any country in the world. That's what Amnesty International talked about, Savak, talked about Iran under the Shah. So is it any wonder that the people rose up? How many times have we done this? And it goes all the way back to the 50s. This goes back to Eisenhower. Well, actually, John Foster Dulles, because Eisenhower was not a geopolitical dude. He was a general. He was another one used by the Republican Party. But John Foster Dulles, who kept that ball running in the 50s, that set up the war in Southeast Asia, Vietnam, set up the wars in the Congo, set up the wars in Central and South America. It was John Foster Dulles and eventually Henry Kissinger. And now, 50 years later, do you understand? Half a century later, we are still paying for what these people did, what these Americans did. Now, we got all kinds of military installations in Iran, bases for surveillance flights over Russia, radar and electronic listing post. American oil firms gained a 40% interest in the new international consortium for Iranian oil. We took their oil, too. We spent about $1 billion in propping up the Shah's regime and the military in Iran until finally, in 1978, bang!
Is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food. At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be an absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
There are two kinds of bikers. There's the tough, hardcore biker, like Smokey here.
Hey, bro.
And then there's the weekend rider, like Jeff.
Hey, man.
These two bikers couldn't be more different, except for one thing. You both have Geico motorcycle insurance. Because Geico covers most kinds of motorcycles, and they offer money-saving discounts. So, you see, you guys, you have more in common than you thought.
Neat.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Here's the everyday challenge for business professionals. Leaving work on time. Because at 5 o'clock, you still have work to finish. So you're stuck at the office because everything you need is on your office computer. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC.com. With GoToMyPC.com, you can remotely access your office computer from home or anywhere. All you need is an internet connection. Here's how it works. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and your office desktop instantly appears, just like you're sitting in front of it. GoToMyPC.com gives you complete access to everything on your office PC, all your files, emails, programs, and network resources. And here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
Get the zone, AutoZone!
If you don't take care of your car's finish, it's like throwing money away. So get to AutoZone. Protect your car's finish and make it look great. AutoZone has great deals on all the latest car care products, like a 1 gallon jug of Purple Passion Car Wash for just $2.99. And Armor All Wipes. Buy two, get one free. A car is a big investment, so take care of it. For everything you need to protect your car and make it look great, just get in the zone. AutoZone.
Are you tired of mortgage, car, and credit card payments? What if I told you that you could eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, in 9 years or less? You probably wouldn't believe me, and I wouldn't have believed it either, until I met financial advisor Howard Ruff, author of The Truth, What Debt Reduction Companies Don't Want You to Know. He recommends No More Mortgage as the ideal solution for elimination of your debts. They took my 30-year mortgage, my car loans, my IRS debt, and my credit card bills, and consolidated them into a custom plan just for me. I'll be completely out of debt in under 8 years, and it didn't cost me one penny more than what I was already paying. This is the real deal. Call them now.
800-401-9418. No More Mortgage is not a debt consolidation company. They eliminate debt. If you're a homeowner and have $10,000 or more in non-mortgage debt, call now. 800-401-9418. 800-401-9418.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. Fire up the grill and slap on a juicy burger, because just in time for 4th of July cookouts, we're going to talk to Fast Food Nation author Eric Schlosser, the guy who makes you feel bad about everything you eat. Good thing I became a vegetarian. Ah, wait, they're screwing with the vegetables too? Eric Schlosser on the facts and myths of Mad Cow. That's Friday's Morning Sedition.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. All right. I hope this hasn't been too boring, this first segment. I just found it, this timeline about Iran, I just found it almost more than I could handle today to listen to this. The shock, I tell you, that the new president of Iran might have been one of the people involved in the hostage taking in that country back in 1979, the American hostages, as though that could be explained out of context of the entire relationship going back to the 50s between the United States and Iran, which it could not. It simply could not. But this is what American media do. This is what CBS and ABC did tonight. Their lead story, and not once... Not even for 30 seconds did the guy on ABC or Bob Schieffer on CBS mention that the United States overthrew the freely elected government of Iran in 1953 so we could get at their oil and so we could establish listening posts and nests of spies to keep track of the Soviet Union? And as a result of that action, the Iranians hated us. Why did they hate us? Oh, because we have houses. No! Because we overthrew their government. And that contempt for the United States lasted for 25 years. That's how long we had the Shah there, from 1953 to 1978. Until the murderous bastard developed cancer, as so many of these thugs do. And he came to the United States for treatment, because he knew if he tried to get treatment of his own country, they would murder him. So he came here. And while he was gone, the Iranian Revolution occurred. And the rest of it you know about. But it was just galling to see these fat old white men. And I'm sorry, no disrespect to people who were taken hostage, although they weren't harmed, and they were spies, and they were working for the CIA, and they were working for the very organization that had overthrown the government of Iran 25 years earlier, supposing it were to happen here. So they got a whole clutch of these old white guys on television tonight. Yeah, that's him. Yeah, he is. Oh, Jesus. And no context, nothing to explain to the news consumer sucking up CBS and ABC tonight as to why they took Americans hostage. We backed the Sabak, the Iranian secret police that murdered thousands of Iranian civilians. Anybody who stepped out of line when the Shah was in power, was instantly, not even a trial, take them to prison, execute them. Now, I have nothing for Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, I'm going to mispronounce it every time I say it. He's the new president. He makes me sick because he's an Islamic fundamentalist. And guess what he's saying? He is saying there's going to be an Islamic revolution of global proportions. He says, quote, "The wave of the Islamic revolution will soon reach the entire world. In one night, the martyrs strode down a path of 100 years." Now, he didn't elaborate there, but what he's talking about, he was speaking to the families of those who were killed in a 1981 attack on the headquarters of the Islamic Republic Party, an attack engineered, again, by the CIA and handled by the Iranian army under the Shah. And again, civilians were killed. So what this guy is talking about is revenge. And here we go again. On the one, you know, this goes back 1,000 years. Weren't we talking about this last night? Ever since the First Crusade, Islam, Christianity, a pox on both of their houses. God, they're disgusting. So here is this guy. Here is this guy now. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Help me say that, Kathy. Ahmadinejad. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. He's been the mayor of Tehran. He served as a senior commander in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. He's the guy responsible for Iran's missile and nuclear weapons program, as near as I can find out. And he's been identified as a suspect in the killing of Kurdish dissidents in Europe in the late 80s and 90s. You know, this is another terrorist. But terrorism breeds terrorism, doesn't it? Murder breeds murder, doesn't it? Now, what would have happened back in 1953 had we left the Iranian government alone? You know, they elected the Iranian people. They elected their president or their prime minister. They're going to nationalize their oil. Their oil. It belongs to them, right? Uh-huh. And the British owned Iranian, what was it called? I don't know. British Iranian Oil Company. I have no idea what it was called. I can tell you in a second, though. Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. It was owned by the British. And Mossadegh decided he was going to nationalize it. And the British and the Americans said, in a pig's ass, you're going to nationalize it. Enter our CIA. Two of them. One of them named Schwarzkopf. The overthrow, and I don't know what happened to Mossadegh. I think he was jailed. I think he died in prison. I don't remember. But the cost to the people of Iran was unbelievable. Thousands executed during the next 25 years. So, that's all. It's just, shouldn't we know this? Shouldn't you and I know, shouldn't this be in the newscast? When everybody goes berserk today, I've never seen anything like it today. All of a sudden, you know, a couple of these former hostages say, wait a minute, I know that guy. Wait a minute. Now, to its credit, ABC had a forensic, what do you call it, Kathy? Forensic artist who drew the picture, compared a photograph from taken in 1979 and the photograph taken, yesterday. And kind of proved beyond a reasonable doubt, as far as a forensic artist is concerned, that these are not the same people. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. What matters is that American news media once again refused to provide context so that you and I, news consumers that we are, could have come to some sort of an understanding, if not a conclusion, as to why the Iranian Revolution occurred. Why were Americans taken hostage? And why are we faced now with an Iranian nationalist who seems hell-bent on inviting an attack on his country by the warmongering United States, Great Britain, Israel axis? Now, who's going to attack Iran? Israel. Why, of course. Are you kidding? Why do you think Israel was given 500, was it 500 or 50, I don't remember, of these so-called bunker buster bombs by the Bush crime family not more than 6 months ago? Iran has to go. It has to go. In the minds of this axis, I almost said axis of evil. I really don't want to say that, do I? But it is an axis. United States, Israel, Great Britain. It is an axis. Now, you can make the cause, if you want to, that it's an axis for good things until you look at what they have done, this axis. Now, don't send me an email accusing me of being an anti-Semite. All right? Jesus. So here we are. Now, what do you think's going to happen, Truth Seeker? The United States now has the perfect excuse, as does Great Britain, as does Israel, to attack this new government, this country. A, they're building the capacity to make nuclear weapons, even though they deny it. B, they have as their president the hardest of hardliners now. A guy who, by his own admission, was a member of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Brigade. Now, whether or not he led the hostage-taking is debatable. Who stands to receive the first nuclear-tipped missile launched from Iran, if one is launched? That's right. Israel. So what's to happen now? Oh, my God, I hear all you people connecting dots out there just furiously. But do you see how we set it up? In 1951, 52, and 53, when all this was occurring, Israel was struggling to establish itself in the country that up to that point was referred to on all the maps as Palestine. They weren't paying any attention to Iran, but the United States and Great Britain were. And we are the ones who moved in and wreaked havoc and brought death and destruction to that country. Now it's payback time. Huh? You see how this stuff works? Now, do you suppose George Bush knows any of this?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Is anybody on hold that has a comment about this Iranian thing before we move on? We're going to take a break and come back in just a second. Well, I don't see any... okay, we'll just take a break and come back and maybe try to squeeze in a call or two before we break at the top of the hour. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Smart pets come from smart parents, and smart parents know that a great perk of shopping at PetSmart is our absolutely unbeatable prices, guaranteed. Now save even more with the free Pet Perk Savings Card. Get yours today for instant savings on hundreds of items, like 7-pound bags of Purina One cat food, now just $6.99. That's over 25% off. Talk about a smart deal. So stop in, sign up, and save instantly with your Pet Perk Savings Card, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details and low price guarantee.
By a 5-4 vote, the Supreme Court has upheld the right of local governments to seize private property for commercial development and corporate profiteering. Justice Stevens wrote for the majority, "Promoting economic development is a traditional and long-accepted function of government, and thus qualifies as a public use." Justice O'Connor vehemently dissented, calling the ruling perverse. And so it must seem to California Congressman Randy Cunningham, who would never let the government simply take his house. Rather, Cunningham, a prominent member of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, sold his Del Mar home to a military contractor for a $700,000 premium while funneling tens of millions of dollars in federal contracts back to the buyer. Cunningham admitted to the arrangement and defiantly told his colleagues, "Ask the men and women who stood on top of the World Trade Center, and they'll tell you, buy this house." Salute your own flag at AskewedView.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines. InstantTaps.com is pleased to present an advanced product for men living with performance frustration. A revolutionary new process is now available to modernize the speed and ease of taking Viagra. Formulated by a pharmacist using crushed Viagra tablets, it's so fast and easy. Place a pleasant-tasting tablet under your tongue, and within 15 to 20 minutes, you will have results. With InstantTaps, you can enjoy a more spontaneous love life. Best of all, no doctor's visit is required. Simply call 1-800-640-7032 or go online to instanttaps.com and get your prescription filled by a licensed physician. Private, confidential, and sent right to your door. Instanttaps.com for a more spontaneous and enjoyable love life. Get yours right now and start enjoying the pleasures of life. Call now, 1-800-640-7032. You won't regret it, and your partner will thank you. Ask about Cialis and Levitra. Instanttaps.com, 1-800-640-7032 or online at instanttaps.com. Call now. 1-800-640-7032. Order now.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. Okay, several of you are writing in to tell me that the other agent, CIA agent, who overthrew that government in 1953, Norman Schwarzkopf Sr., I guess, let's call him Sr., was one. The other one was Kermit Roosevelt, who was a relative or a cousin or something of Theodore. I don't know how he was related to Franklin. I know that Franklin and Theodore were cousins by marriage or something. Not blood cousins. They were cousins by marriage, I believe. But Kermit Roosevelt was a blood relative of Theodore Roosevelt. And he was the other one who along with Schwarzkopf, who overthrew the Shah. Also this from Keith in Park... well, that I was just quoting. Peter sent that in. Several of you did, but I was quoting from Peter's there. Keith in Parkridge, Illinois. Mike, before 1953, the USA actively short-circuited the national aspirations of other states. For example, the kidnapping of the last queen of Hawaii and forcing her to sign away her sovereignty for the benefit of the U.S. plantation owners who continued raping the island's indigenous population. The 50s was just a hell of a time for the rest of the world, right? The United States was the only power on Earth that had the kind of army that we had. We had nuclear weapons. We had it all, didn't we? Until when did the Soviets first blow up their first, was it 49, 50, 51, 52, somewhere in there? But we had all sorts of nuclear bombs. We were left untouched by World War II. We were rebuilding Europe in our image. We were actually rebuilding Japan in our image. And we were the king of the hill. As a matter of fact, we owned the hill. The hill was ours. So all around the globe, Middle East, Central America, South America, the Pacific, hey, get out of our way. If you don't get out of our way, we'll kill you. We'll overthrow your government. We'll hold you hostage until you sign away all your rights. Yada, 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 yada. Now, we don't have any memory in this country. We are, in terms of history, we are probably the most ignorant people on Earth as an entire population. You know that. I know that. Not the people listening to this program. You people are sharp. You people are very smart. You understand. You know your history. But for the most part, you know, I'm talking about the uncounted. They don't understand history. Nobody in this country understands history except us. You and me, truth seeker. You know, this is stuff that most of us learned in high school, back when high school really taught history, right? Of course we did. We knew this, didn't we? I don't know. Jeez. I remember learning about Castro when I was sophomore, junior, I don't even remember. But our history teacher stood in front of the class and said what a great thing it was. Here was this agrarian reformer who had overthrown a dictator, Batista. Of course, then about 6 months later, Castro came to New York and said to the UN, yeah, I'm a communist, and everybody went crazy. Well, guess what? That was how many U.S. presidents ago? 10, 30, 1,000, and Castro's still in power. Oh, my God. But we don't know history. We have no sense of history whatsoever. You know what history is to most Americans? What happened last month? To Tom Cruise. Or Michael Jackson. That's history in this country. We're talking 51 years ago. 52 years ago. 52 years. August will be 52 years. That the CIA sent two hitmen into Iran to overthrow a duly elected government. Here we are 52 years later, and we continue to pay. We will continue to pay. Only now, there's a good possibility that Iran could trigger a nuclear exchange between Iran and Israel. And what happens with Russia? What does Putin do if Israel and Iran exchange nuclear weapons and millions of people are dead? Then what? What does the United States do? It's time to go back and see that movie from the 80s, War Games. Remember that movie? Global Thermonuclear War. Remember that? It's time to go back and read The Fate of the Earth. Jonathan Schell's book. Truth Seeker, here's a typical Malloy program, right? Some bitch gets on the radio and just scares me to death and brings up all this negative stuff. But I'm telling you, connect the dots. When was it that we just sold all these bunker buster bombs to Israel? Israel's not going to use them in the territories. They're not going to use them against the Palestinians. My God, three of those, and there would be no more Palestinian people. Those are big bombs. So where are they going to be used? Are they defensive weapons? No. So why doesn't Bush use them to attack Iran? Ah. Think about it over the break, all right? You think about it over the break. We'll be back. We're going to take your phone calls, and we've got some sound for you tonight. Just a few. And a little bit of the discussion about the G8 coming up next week. But stay with me, because I want to try to get a lot of phone calls in tonight, all right? This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Critics of the Iraq War, watch out. No, the government is not coming to get you, but increasingly right-wingers want to make you, not the war, the issue. As polls register mounting skepticism about the war, the White House and its allies are getting worried. But they're not relying on Bush to rally the nation with policy arguments. They want to discredit those who question the war, and they're using a classic maneuver. Blame the media. Yesterday I was asked to go on two talking head shows to discuss whether negative coverage of the war by the media has misguided public opinion. Short answer, no. And Republican Senator John Warner has warned that criticism of the war undermines the war effort and demoralizes the troops. Other war supporters have issued similar warnings. Is this the best way for them to defend the war? To go after the enemy at home? For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supersend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
I'm going to give you a secret, something that will save you time and money. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, you can hold your meetings online, so you don't ever have to leave your office. So, while driving your sales up, your travel costs are going down. Schedule a meeting in advance or on the fly, and during your conference call, everyone logs on and they see your computer desktop on their computer screen. Present, demonstrate, and collaborate, just like you're all in the same room. With GoToMeeting, you'll get more done more efficiently. Unlike other providers, GoToMeeting is affordable. For one low monthly rate, meet as often as you want. Air America listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 full days. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click on the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo America for this special offer. Try GoToMeeting free today.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. All 16 of the victims of that U.S. military helicopter crash in Afghanistan are said to have been members of Special Forces units. The Pentagon says the bodies of all 16 have now been recovered. Lieutenant General James Conway, Director of Operations for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, refused to give a breakdown of how many belong to which elite military units. Conway says the fighting that drew the copter to the area where it was downed Tuesday is part of what he called the spring offensive in Kunar province. He says the offensive was expected. In fact, he says fighting has actually been less fierce than anticipated. Conway also says it's possible the September Afghan elections approaching, U.S. troop levels could be raised temporarily, but he says no decision has been made on that yet. Another former hostage says Iran's president-elect was one of their captors at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran in 1979. A sixth former hostage now says Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was one of his hostage takers. These six say they have no doubt he was involved. Some other hostages said they couldn't identify him. Some of the hostage takers themselves say they don't believe that he took part in the takeover. Associates of the new president-elect in Iran deny his involvement. They say he was a member of the student organization that planned the embassy takeover but opposed to taking the embassy. 52 Americans at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran captured by Iranian students and held for 444 days. The stock market's disappointed today, the Federal Reserve saying it would continue raising interest rates at what was called a measured pace, and as expected, raise short-term rates a quarter point for the ninth time in a year. That brings the key rate to 3.25%. Investors have been hoping the Fed's Open Market Committee would set a time frame for ending the string of rate hikes. George Bush said in an interview with Danish TV that adhering to the Kyoto Treaty on climate change would have wrecked the U.S. economy. Bush said, the quote, "Kyoto would have wrecked our economy. I couldn't in good faith have signed Kyoto." And he noted the treaty did not include other nations, including India and China, that he called big polluters. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says climate change, likely the most serious threat to the Earth, there would be no solution without U.S. involvement. The U.S. is the world's biggest producer of greenhouse gases, which have been blamed for contributing to global warming. Later in that Danish interview, Bush called the U.S. dependence on oil from the Middle East, quote, a national security problem. After 2.5 years of setbacks and delays, NASA finally returning to spaceflight July 13th, the scheduled launch of the shuttle Discovery. That'll be the first shuttle flight since 2003's Columbia tragedy. Discovery to carry 7 astronauts to the International Space Station. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Okay, top 3 reasons I'll be painting this weekend. Number 3, all this talk about red, white, and blue has me thinking about some serious color. Number 2, I have a 3-day weekend and 0 excuses. And the number 1 reason, all the green I'm going to save.
Now through July 5th at the Home Depot, get $5 off all 1-gallon cans and $20 off all 5-gallon buckets of Behr paints, primers, stains, and waterproofers. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. By manufacturer mail-in rebate and U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't want George W. Bush to become a
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
What's more productive than just wasting the day away listening to hate, lies, and videotape?
Biden, I don't know what in the hell he's trying to do, but that man straddles the fence so hard that he's going to need a cop.
More enlightening than the talking pundits on television news shows?
I'm not one of these egomaniacs that thinks that I can change the world without the freaking TV, but I might be able to change the TV.
New gourmet Randy Rhoads brand talk radio. The only radio smart enough to be called the Randy Rhoads Show. Singing the truth on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 6:30 past the hour. Just a couple more comments here about Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the new president of Iran. Regarding his possible involvement as a member of the Iranian Republican Guard Brigade that was instrumental in taking the hostages, American hostages, at the U.S. Embassy in 1979 in Tehran. Kurt in Minneapolis writes in, "Hey, Mike, two things. If I was him, I would classify it all as a youthful indiscretion. And two, you correctly mentioned that none of the hostages was permanently harmed physically. In addition, remember that they had originally captured upwards of 90 hostages, and very early on they released all the women. They also released several who required medical attention. Of course, I don't know if they got two kinds of fruit with every meal." And then he says a couple things here that I can't repeat on the air. And then Greg emails in, "Wouldn't it have been nice if the corporate criminals in our media would have mentioned that at least the Iranian hostage takers in 1979 didn't force the hostages to take their clothes off and perform sexually explicit actions to fulfill their own sexual fantasies? Can we say Abu Ghraib, Mike?" Sure we can. Yeah, I certainly am not, and these two writers are not advocating hostage taking. Hostage taking is a bad thing. Of course it's a bad thing. But we destabilized and overthrew an entire country that resulted in the deaths of thousands because we set up a secret police. We did the same thing, only we did it more ham-handedly and with less effect in Iraq. Why are Americans always amazed when the monsters we create come back to rip our heads off? Why is that always a surprise? Bin Laden was nothing more than another one of these cheesy Islamic fundamentalists wandering around caves and mountains talking about he wishes it was the 7th century again. Until we turned him into the force that he is today. Same with Saddam. Same with the Shah. And because of the Shah, the Ayatollah. And because of the Ayatollah, this psychopath that now is going to run Iran. Why do I call him a psychopath? I don't know anything about him except he is an Islamic fundamentalist. And to me, that's a psychopath. Just like a Christian fundamentalist is a psychopath. I have no use for any of them. The world has no use for any of them. 1,000 years this has been going on. Do you believe this? Do you believe this? You don't think this is just an extension of the Crusades? Wake up and smell the carnage. And we mentioned it the other night. Why did the Christians and the Islamists continue want to kill each other in the most bloody way they can? Because, you know, it's just like Cain and Abel. It's just like Abraham, getting ready to execute one of his sons to please his psychopathic God. You know, the Jewish faith is the daddy. Christianity and Islam are the two sons. They got to fight each other. They got to kill daddy eventually. You know, this is all so Freudian, it makes me want to barf. God. Can't we go back to multiple gods? Wouldn't it be much more fun to, you know, I'm thinking about Hinduism. No, that's a bloody faith, too. Oh, jeez. How about Wicca? You know, let's just do Wicca. Can we do Wicca? All right, enough of this nonsense. Christina is calling from New York City. Christina, welcome to the program.
Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I have an old encyclopedia published in 1956. It's a Columbia one-volume encyclopedia. I thought you might want to know what it said, the official version of Mossadegh.
Sure.
He headed the National Front Movement, as you said. He nationalized the oil industry. A long and bitter struggle between Iran and Great Britain ensued. The Shah fled the country. And then here's the part about the CIA, but it doesn't mention it. Monarchist elements, with some outside help, forced Mossadegh from office in August 1953.
Some outside help, yeah. Oh, God.
Mossadegh was tried and jailed.
Yeah.
And here, as a footnote, this is the first mention of the United States. The oil dispute was settled by an agreement with British and American oil companies in 1954. That's the first mention of American oil companies in this whole.
And, of course, it didn't say that that agreement was between British and American oil interests and the Shah, who was our goose-stepping neo-Nazi at the time puppet who ran Iran.
It does, but you have to read between the lines for that.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. You can't just read the thing verbatim.
Is it? What did it say, outside assistance?
Monarchist elements with some outside help.
Oh, my God. Some outside help.
Just a couple of people.
Yeah, I hear you. Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Christina.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. You know, another example of astute American history. Oh, my God. Joy is calling from Santa Cruz. Joy, welcome to the program. Hey, Joy.
I love you, dear.
Yeah, I know you do.
I guess you got my message.
I get all your messages, Joy.
Yeah, you always listen. Okay. I want to report something.
Okay.
And this is not pleasant. Iraqi hospitals were attacked and damaged by U.S. forces as of June 26th. And there's an urgent request for help from the west of Iraq. The U.S. occupation soldiers have conducted simultaneous military operations in cities across the west of Iraq. Between May and June 2005, they wiped out hospitals in the cities of Haditha and Al-Qaim, or Al-Qaim, I'm not certain how to pronounce that.
Uh-huh.
And this is affecting homes and villages around there that have 300,000 people who live there.
Mm-hmm.
Eyewitnesses and medical personnel in the area have described the U.S. prevented food and medication reaching Haditha and Al-Qaim and targeting the city's two main hospitals, medical staff, and ambulances. They have violated our troops, and I'm really upset about this, the Geneva Convention and international law by preventing civilians from accessing health care and also making doctors unable to do their job, I might add.
Yeah.
Eyewitnesses report at least one patient being shot dead in his bed on a hospital ward. This is unreal.
I know.
Now, there is video footage that's available, and what we need to do is everyone needs to email their representative and ask them for this information to find out if we've actually done this, because this came from the Doctors for Iraq Security. I am so upset about this. I don't even know what to say about it, because it's our troops are going in there and raiding hospitals.
Well, we did it in Fallujah. That was the first target of opportunity that was selected by the commanders. I think two hospitals in Fallujah. Their rationale was the hospitals would be used as safe havens for the insurgents, so they blew them to pieces. Before
it went true.
Well, yeah, I would think. I mean, I would think a hospital is the one place. It used to be churches or mosques or synagogues were places of sanctuary where people could flee and they would be left alone. But that idea is gone. So, you know, hospitals, hospitals, one would think that hospitals where women are giving birth and people are receiving surgical treatments and sick people are being taken care of, that they would be off limits. But to the Bush crime family, nothing, nothing.
It's against Geneva Conventions to raid hospitals, period.
Well, yes.
That's the highest level of don't do that. And the other thing is that this is worse than Abu Ghraib, I think.
Okay, because can you tell me in 10 seconds, quickly?
Because we are violating the rights of people to actually survive.
I hear you. I hear you. Joy, thank you. Thank you. That's one more thing that Joy brings to contact our members of Congress about, our representative or our senator, is the indiscriminate murder of oh, God, I don't know. You know, what's the point, right?
I'm trying not to laugh. The man is capable. Boom time for Wall Street. They want you to believe the unbelievable. They say we should accept the unacceptable. The highest and the hip. So hit the critical.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last.
At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dehydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Planet Check, the Green Radio Minute.
Overfishing is off the hook. Oceans Policy Advisor for Greenpeace International, Karen Sack, explains.
47% of major fish stocks have been fully exploited.
That's almost half of fish caught in the world. Then there's bottom trawling.
Bottom trawling is a kind of fishing where heavy nets and chains are dragged along the seafloor to catch very deep water species of fish.
All the habitat those species live in is swept up into the nets at the same time and discarded as bycatch.
It's been likened to a bulldozer bulldozing a tract of old-growth forest to catch a rabbit. That is essentially what is happening out there at the moment.
This type of fishing is completely unregulated. Reel it in at
greenpeace.org.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Paramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Paramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Paramind.com.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 21 past the hour. Got an email from Alex, who was born in Iran, and he said, just one slight correction. The Shah did not leave Iran for cancer treatment. That developed later, but he left because of the revolution. And Alex mentioned something that I seem to have a memory of. It wasn't that long ago. I should remember this. But the Shah and his family boarding an airplane and leaving in tears. Do you remember back, when was it? In 75, 76, 77, somewhere around there, where the Shah had this huge party. It was to celebrate the 2000th? Anniversary of Persia, and a huge party that cost, I don't know, I'm wildly misquoting here, I'm sure, but hundreds of millions of dollars, and people from all over the world, important people, not you and me, but kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers, and of course Henry Kissinger, that evil son of a bitch, you know, all these people showed up for this huge party. And I remember some of the video, massive tents set up, ornate beyond belief, set up in the deserts outside of Tehran. And, you know, the common folk in Iran at the time were not invited. I mean, they could stand outside the fence and look in if they wanted to. But, this Iranian thing, and don't forget... Iran, just like Iraq, you know, those are the names that have been assigned to these two countries, both of which were creations by the Western powers. But Iran itself is Persia. For God's sake, it's Persia. I mean, mythology and stories and Arabian Nights and wonder and mysticism and Sufis and dervishes and all that wonderful, wonderful stuff. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Let me see. Who's next? Parvez. Parvez is calling from New York. Is it Parvez?
Yes, yes. Parvez,
welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I love you. I love your family. I love your little daughter.
Well, thank you.
Okay. What I want to talk about, I was born in Iran, but came here in 63. But let me tell you the history of Iran. Iran is an old country, you know, thousands of years old.
Yeah, that's just what we were talking about, right?
Yeah, you said it. But no, the Western countries did not create Iran. That's the only country that the Ottoman Empire could not occupy. Ottoman Empire occupied Iraq and other countries, and that's why British was involved in dividing those lands and then naming them and so on and so forth. But not Iran. Ottoman Empire could not take Iran because of religious differences. Iranians are Shiites and Ottomans Sunnites. So they used religion to say, hey, we have to defend the homeland. So you see, Bush
I see.
Land.
Okay,
Bush
all right.
From them. Okay, so that's one point.
Well, thank you. Hold on. Just let me say thank you for the correction. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, you have a great sense of history, and you make the main point. So I really love you, and I thank you for it. Now, let me tell you something. In 1941, the British Empire sent Reza Shah of Iran to exile in 41. Mm-hmm. And installed his son, Mohammad Reza, that was recently, you know, he was installed on the throne because they could not control Reza Shah. He was very strong. They installed him, so they controlled him. So he was the British lackey,
Mm-hmm.
Now, in 1951, Dr. Mossadegh, our hero, who is like Gandhi, you know, Gandhi of Iranians is Dr. Mossadegh, and I love Gandhi and I love Mossadegh. Mossadegh nationalized our oil. The Anglo-Iranian oil company was nationalized, and the British didn't like it. They put a blockade around Iran. We could not sell our oil. And we applied for loan from IMF, and America did not allow IMF to give us money to put pressure on Iranians. But Iranians, you know, sold everything and bought government bonds, so we control, I mean, we supported the government. Now, in 1952, that was 51 that we nationalized the oil. In 52, the Shah forced Mossadegh to resign. And Dr. Mossadegh was prime minister at that time. And he resigned. When he resigned, he was so popular that we got into the street. I remember I was one of them. Millions of us went to the street. And we were killed, you know, a lot of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many. No, they don't give you the accurate numbers, you know.
Right.
Many, many people got killed. But we were like Ukrainians. We did not use violence. We did not use even stones. We were nonviolent. We were using our voices. So we forced the Shah to reinstall Dr. Mossadegh. That was in 52.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the British came to the United States and said, this Mossadegh is too popular and we have to do a coup d'etat. And Truman did not accept it. But Eisenhower, who had defeated the Nazis, became a Nazi himself. He supported the coup d'etat and sent Kermit Roosevelt, that man of no honor, to Iran to conduct a coup d'etat. And they conducted a coup d'etat from the American embassy in Iran.
Yeah. Listen, Parvez,
yes.
I appreciate it, and I want to talk to you again, but we've got to end the conversation now. I hope you'll call in again because there are questions I want to ask you about what's going to happen between Iran, the United States, Great Britain, and Israel. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes in newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch? How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
But that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Have you ever wondered how some people get to the top of their careers faster than others? Is it hard work? Dedication? Luck? It's probably a combination of all three, and something else. When these people see something they believe will give them an edge, they jump on it. like GoToMyPC, the award-winning remote access solution that will ensure you never miss an important opportunity again. It's the fastest, easiest way to access your office or home PC from any PC, anywhere. All you need is internet access, and you can work on your programs, files, emails, and network from anywhere. No wonder GoToMyPC has been voted best remote access software. Here's a special offer just for Air America listeners. Try GoToMyPC.com free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the radio microphone, and type in promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo code America for this special offer.
The year, 1989. Big hair was in, then out, then in again. Everyone danced the lumbado, and a bright guy named Charlie bought a red convertible. 15 years and 98,000 miles later, Charlie and his car still turn heads. Because Charlie uses Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's formulated to help extend engine life and protect against oil burn-off better than competitive leading oils. So Charlie and his car can see what tomorrow's big craze will be.
Help older cars feel young again with Castrol GTX High Mileage.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Hi, this is Steve Earle, and I make up songs and stories and plays, and on Sunday nights I have my friends over to play music on Air America Radio. This week my guest is punk magazine founder Legs McNeil.
Yeah,
so join us here Sunday night on Air America Radio. The revolution starts now.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
Twenty-six before the hour, several folks have emailed in about the hospital situation in Iraq, the attack against hospitals. So I'll just pick one. This is from Cynthia in Pittsburgh. Mike, I sympathize with the woman angered and outraged at the targeting of hospitals in Iraq. That would be Joy. We targeted the hospitals and doctors to make it more difficult to count the dead. And then Cynthia quotes from Jonathan Schell's article in The Nation, A Heartless War. And this quote, when the attack came, the first target was Fallujah General Hospital. The New York Times explained why. Quote, the offensive also shut down what officers said was a propaganda weapon for the militants, Fallujah General Hospital, with its stream of reports of civilian casualties. End quote. In other words, if there were no hospital, there would be no visual casualties. If there were no visible casualties, there would be no international outrage, and all would be well. And Cynthia closes by saying, there's just nothing I can add to that. We are doing some things that are just astonishing in Iraq. And we'll probably do some more things that are astonishing in Iran. It's unbelievable. And my apologies to Parvez, who called in, the caller who is from Iran. I appreciate what you were saying, and I'm sorry that we just ran out of time. Now, there's one more, Afghanistan. As you know, U.S. military helicopter was shot down on Tuesday. 17 Americans on board were killed. And as the Times reported today, the loss of that helicopter comes at a time of growing insecurity in Afghanistan. Now, keep in mind what Bush has been saying. Oh, freedom's on the march. 25 million Afghans have been freed. 25 million Iraqis have been freed. What's the number he and that? Is Dick Cheney dead? Is he dead? Do you know? I know he went to a hospital with heart trouble. I haven't seen or heard. This is like the old Soviet Union. When one of the premiers would die or the chairman of the Central Committee, and nobody would know about it for a couple of weeks until they decided the succession. I mean, dead again. I realize Cheney has, died and been resurrected many times over the past 500-600 years. That's the nature of vampires. But I mean, this time. Anyway, we have heard Cheney and Bush talking about the liberation of 50 million people. 25 million in Iraq, 25 million in Afghanistan, right? But the Times, quoting sources in Afghanistan, said for the first time since the United States overthrew the Taliban government 3.5 years ago, Afghans say they are feeling uneasy about the future. Uneasy? I would be panicked. He goes on to say violence has increased in recent months with a resurgent Taliban movement mounting daily attacks in southern Afghanistan, gangs kidnapping foreigners here in the capital of Kabul, and radical Islamists orchestrating violent demonstrations against the government and foreign-financed organizations. Oh, my God. In dozens of interviews conducted in recent weeks around the country, Afghans voiced concern that things were not improving and that the Taliban and other dangerous players were gaining strength. Afghans interviewed about the continuing violence also expressed increased dissatisfaction with their own government and the way the United States military was conducting its operations, and said they were suspicious of America's long-term intentions. Well, suspicious? I would hope to shout, you should be suspicious. Oh, my God. The people in Afghanistan are getting tired of the kidnappings. They're getting tired of the torture. They're getting tired of the prisons. They're heading for a national uprising. As the Times said, Afghans interviewed this week frequently warned that if the American forces did not show greater care, especially in the treatment of detainees and their families, the people could turn against them. So we're doing it again, aren't we? Again and again and again. Now today, Pentagon briefing. They sent out Lieutenant General James Conway, United States Marine Corps Commander, 1st Marine Expeditionary Unit in Afghanistan, and his handler, Lawrence DeRita, civilian, Pentagon, Rumsfeld geek. You know, they send, remember a Tori, what's her last name? She's now on CNN, Tori Clark. Remember her? She was the Pentagon spokesperson handler for General Myers and some of these. Oh, boy, and didn't those white males hate it when this white female would show up and they would start to answer a question and Tori Clark would butt in and say, well, now, let me clarify. And now she's, where is she? She's on MSNBC or someplace? Jesus, God in heaven. All right, well, she's gone, and it's Lawrence DeRita now. So what we have for you here, just a couple of awkward exchanges from today's DOD briefing on the downed U.S. helicopter in Afghanistan. This sounds like CNN's Barbara Starr asking the question. Here's how she begins. General Conway, I understand you cannot talk about ongoing operations in Afghanistan, but I would like to ask you a detail about what did happen in the helicopter crash. It has been announced that they were coming in to reinforce troops on the ground in a ground fight. That has been said publicly many times. What can you tell us about the accounting for the troops that were on the ground in the ground fight at the time? Is everyone accounted for?
Well, I can only say that it is an ongoing operation in that context, and we don't have full accountability, nor will we until such time as the operation is complete.
Sir, can I ask you to clarify, when you say you don't have full accountability, I have to ask you what that means in terms of U.S. troops. Do you not have full accountability, in your words, of U.S. forces on the ground at the moment?
As in any operation, when the operation is complete, you have your casualty count, the notifications, and those types of things. So I'm just very hesitant to talk about those types of things while we have troops on the ground and in those mountains in Afghanistan.
I apologize for pressing you, but it's an unusual statement when a general says from a podium, we don't have full accountability. Is there any way you can further clarify what you mean?
No.
No.
Screw you, lady! Boy, when this country goes to martial law, you're going to be one of the first ones, Barbara Starr, to get the Abu Ghraib treatment.
Now, next, the Pentagon geek spokesperson handler, Lawrence DeRita, tries to clarify why the general ain't talking about the missing troops.
What we're announcing today is that we're able to confirm 16 personnel on the helicopter. We have acknowledged that the purpose of that helicopter was to go in and reinforce people on the ground. We just are not able to account for any other personnel yet.
Didn't you say that no others were lost? Earlier, when we asked.
I said we don't have any information to that effect.
Sir, do you have accountability for the people in the firefight on the ground?
Barbara, when we have more to announce, we'll announce
it. What she said, do you have anybody missing? When you say accountability, do you have people missing and not accounted for, and you just don't know what happened to them? Are there people missing who were on the ground?
We do not have any people classified as missing at this point.
Ah, okay. Now, do you understand what happened? The reason that helicopter was shot down, or the circumstances surrounding it, and it was not a helicopter crash, it was a shoot down. Even the U.S. military is admitting that. They're on their way into a firefight that was being conducted on the ground between Afghan forces and U.S. military. These are reinforcements being sent in. 17 elite fighters on their helicopter, shot down, they're all dead. But nobody's talking except Bush, and Bush will tell you how wonderful things are in Afghanistan. We've liberated 25 million people there. The kids can fly kites and the women can wear white shoes. And wasn't his wife there just a month or so ago addressing Afghan women, telling them what a glorious future they have? Huh? We're not at war with Eurasia. We're at war with East Asia. We have always been at war with East Asia. Now, let's get these in as quickly as we can. Bush discussing the upcoming G8 summit and specifically progress in Africa. He's got a couple things to say, and then we'll get to the truth. It seems that this moron can't give a speech on any topic, though, these days without working in reference to 9/11. Even when he's talking about combating extreme poverty in Africa, it's amazing. Now, if he could just find a way to link Social Security to the 9/11 attacks, something like, younger workers must remember the lessons of September 2001, that without personal savings accounts, the system will be in the red by 2017, or something like that.
As in earlier meetings, we will discuss the great political and economic progress being made in Africa.
Africa.
And the next steps we can take with African leaders to build on that progress.
Africa.
We seek progress in Africa and throughout the developing world, because our interests are directly at stake. September 11, 2001, Americans found that instability and lawlessness in a distant country can bring danger to our own.
What? Instability and lawlessness in Saudi Arabia? How's that for a classic non sequitur? September 11, Americans found that instability and lawlessness in a distant country can bring danger to our own. lawlessness and instability in a danger in a foreign country. Now, once again, what does that have to do with Africa? Or as Bush likes to say, the country of Africa?
The nightmare impositor of a nightmare surveillance state and impeach the impoverisher of those who work for wages.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
If you think a little heartburn is no big deal, even if you're taking medication, I've got two words for you. Think again. Persistent heartburn two or more days a week, despite treatment and change of diet, may be acid reflux disease. And about one in three people with acid reflux may have damage in their esophagus and not even know it. Now I've got another word for you. Nexium. For many, one prescription Nexium, esomeprazole magnesium, not only provides 24-hour heartburn relief, but heals acid-related erosions in the esophagus. Most erosions heal in 4 to 8 weeks. Your results may vary. Other serious stomach conditions may still exist. The most common side effects of Nexium include headache, diarrhea, and abdominal pain. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal. For more information, visit purplepill.com or call 1-877-3-NEXIUM. When it comes to acid reflux disease, think Nexium, the healing purple pill. Ask your doctor if Nexium is right for you.
Stop that! Quit that! Don't do that again! How many times do I have to tell you?
Sound familiar? Do your kids drive you crazy? Do they push your buttons and make you mad? Do you raise your voice or even at times threaten and later wish you hadn't? Well, listen carefully, because now there is hope and help. It's in the form of new video presentations by a Johns Hopkins-trained board-certified child psychiatrist who's helped over 10,000 children and their families. The simple-to-follow 10-step program takes only 20 minutes to view and will teach you how to help your child behave better, much better, right away. Guaranteed or your money back. Check out the website www.tobehave.com. That's www.2behave.com. Don't wait. Act now and make your family's lives easier and better. That's www.2behave.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? We'll learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
We'll be right back.
Now, one of the things we looked for over there in Africa was whether or not countries could absorb money.
Oh, my God. All right, last one from Too Stupid to Chew a Pretzel. I found his next comment particularly ironic and offensive, considering the New York Times story we covered last night about the innocent children we're imprisoning and raping and killing in Afghanistan, and Abu Ghraib and Cuba and Diego Garcia now on board ships, and, oh, yeah, rendering to other nations for torture, huh? Here's the Bush brat.
Americans believe that human rights and the worth of human lives are not determined by race or nationality.
Really?
Or diminished by distance.
Oh!
We believe that every life matters, and every person counts.
Unless they're Arabic!
And so we're moved when thousands of young lives are ended every day by the treatable disease of malaria.
Oh.
We're moved when children watch their parents slowly die of AIDS, leaving young boys and girls traumatized, frightened, and alone.
Kind of like the ones in Afghan prisons, in the packing crates, in the torture chambers? Oh, you're moved! We're moved when children watch their parents die of AIDS. We're moved when thousands of young lives ended every day by the treatable disease of malaria. And what's this? Human rights. Americans believe that human rights and the worth of human lives are not determined by race or nationality. Huh? Unless you're an Arab, Muslim, in Iraq, Iran, Syria, Afghanistan. Then we don't care!
Oh, God. We're moved? No. You want to eliminate malaria on the continent of Africa? You want to eliminate poverty? We mentioned this the other night. Eight men are going to sit in a room in Glen Eagles, Scotland, coming up over the 4th of July weekend. And they will have in their hands the fate of 8 million people a year who die of extreme poverty, the majority of whom are children. Now, will these eight leaders of these eight neoliberal democracies do anything about it? No, they will not. George W. Bush is a liar. He lies about everything. Tony Blair is a liar. He lies about everything. And these two men, Tony Blair and George Bush, have the power, with the single stroke of a pen, to eliminate malaria. What did Bono say? He's all over the television today, doing what he has to do, sucking up to George Bush, doing to Bush what Monica did to Bill Clinton, because Bono knows that if these freaks like Blair or Bush, if they just make one little inch movement forward, people like Bono have to fall on the ground and say, "Oh, we praise you, Mr. Bush. Oh, that's wonderful. Could you move another inch forward, sir? May I kiss anything on your body in order to get you move forward one more inch? Please, kind sir." I wonder how Bono sleeps at night. I'm not criticizing him. I love his music. I love what he's doing. And he knows what he has to do. And he's doing it. I couldn't do it. So I respect him for what he's doing. But I wonder how he sleeps at night when he'd like to step up and say, "You dirty son of a bitch! Take some of the bleeding money you got in your bleeding wars!" That's not how he talks, but you know. If Bush and Blair would just give over 1/100th of the combined defense budgets, think how many millions of people would not die of poverty. Think about it. Dying of poverty. You know, what do we die of in this country? Cancer, heart disease, stroke, diabetes, smoking, overeating, drinking. You know, what do they die on the continent of Africa? Poverty. Think about it. Nah, don't think about it. Because the people that I'm addressing, you all have already thought about it. But George W. Bush says, "We're moved! Oh, God, we're moved! When thousands of young lives are ended every day by the treatable disease of malaria." What does Bono call it? Death by mosquito bite. What would it take to end this? Lunch money. Lunch money out of the defense budget. Lunch money. What was our defense budget this year? It's approaching $500 trillion. For the sake of argument, let's call it $400 billion. What did Bono say today? $3 billion. $3 billion!
Or did he say 4? What is that? 1% could change the world.
No. Not going to do it.
Piss no. Going to keep burning and bombing and destroying and killing. People in hospitals, children, we don't care. Give us the GD oil.
I feel sorry for you, Bono. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. How can you stand and face evil that way? I have great respect for you. Great respect for you. How do you do it? So big ad today, right? Big ad today in the New York Times. Did you see it? Big full-page ad. On July 6th, 8 men will decide the fate of 8 million. Did you see the ad? There's a picture of Nelson Mandela there. Let me just say what he said. Today we live in a world that is divided, a world in which we have made great progress and advances in science and technology, but it is also a world where millions of children die because they have no access to medicines. We live in a world where knowledge and information have made enormous strides, yet millions of children are not in school. It's a world of great promise and hope. It's also a world of despair, disease, and hunger. In less than 3 weeks' time, the leaders of the G8 nations will meet in Scotland. They will face perhaps the most critical question that our world has had to face. How do we remove the face of poverty from our world? So much of our common future would depend on the actions and plans of these leaders. They have an historical opportunity to open the door to hope and the possibility of a better future for all. History and the generations to come will judge our leaders by the decisions they make in the coming weeks. Nelson Mandela said that in Norway, June 11th this year. If you want more information on this, one, O-N-E.org. Check it out. 8 men have the power to change the world. Will they? Remember, a death every 3 seconds. A child.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well.
You even know where to get startup money?
That my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
Then you got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Want to make your Saturday and Sunday even better than usual? Then start your weekend off right at CompUSA's Midnight Madness. Every hour from 6 p.m. to midnight, you'll find amazing deals on the latest technology, like a progressive scan DVD player for under $20 and a Toshiba notebook with an Intel Celeron M processor for under $500. That's more than madness. It's Midnight Madness. This Friday at CompUSA. All offers after mail-in rebates. See store for details. Prices not available in Connecticut.
Fuel your excitement and save at the Sea-Doo Full Throttle Summer Event. Get credit of up to $500 in free gas when you buy a Sea-Doo personal watercraft. Or choose financing as low as 6.9% on wave-hopping watercrafts like the Room for 3 RXT, the most powerful personal watercraft on the market. The Sea-Doo Full Throttle Summer Event. It's a gas. Sea-Doo, leave everything else behind. Promotion ends 7/15/05. See dealer for complete offer details. Restrictions and fees may apply.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The bodies of the 16 U.S. troops who died in a military helicopter crash in Afghanistan have The Pentagon says the Chinook was shot down near the Pakistan border as it attempted to deliver reinforcements in a battle with militants. Lieutenant General James Conway pointed out the troops that needed the reinforcements have not all been accounted for. And Pentagon spokesman Lawrence DeRita says it's still considered a rescue mission.
There's an ongoing rescue mission, and we just don't have any more to confirm than what we have confirmed.
An earlier report from the BBC indicated some of the ground troops may have been captured. U.S. officials have said those on board the downed chopper included elite U.S. Navy SEAL commandos. Lieutenant Colonel Jerry O'Hara in Kabul said recovery operations at the crash site are being hampered by the presence of militants in the area, cloudy weather conditions, and the mountainous tree-lined terrain. A Washington, Connecticut family is mourning the loss of a soldier who was on that chopper. Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd told reporters that 34-year-old Major Steve Reich was among those killed. The recently married former baseball star carried the flag for Team USA at the 1993 World University Games. President Bush wants to know if Iran's newly elected leader played a part in leading the siege of a U.S. embassy during the Iranian Revolution of 1979. Some of the American hostages involved in that crisis say they recognize President-elect Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Bush says he doesn't know if the Iranian leader was involved. However, he told reporters that officials were analyzing photos and other information in an effort to get the answers. He said he's confident a connection will be found if there is one. The Federal Reserve has nudged up interest rates again. Thursday's quarter-point hike raises the federal funds rate to 3.25%. Analysts weren't surprised at all by the hike. The Fed has given no indication as to when the rate hikes might stop. A 6-year-old girl is being credited with saving her mother's life. Police in Mesa, Arizona say the girl used her mother's cell phone to call 911 for help around 12:30 Thursday morning and said her mother was sick and couldn't wake up. She told the operator her mother was having a seizure.
She in her bedroom, like doing something funny with her leg.
Doing something funny with her leg?
Uh-huh. I was yelling
at her alone?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the little girl did not know her address, but the operator was able to keep the girl on the phone long enough so officials could use the cell phone signal to find them and get help for the mother. Doctors say if help had not arrived when it did, the mother may not have survived. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
Not my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
You would never buy a house for $100,000 knowing that in just 3 years it would only be worth about $30,000. But that's exactly what happens when you buy a new car. You buy it knowing it'll be worth about one-third of what you paid in 3 years. If you want all the benefits of driving the new car of your dreams without paying twice what you should, call D&M Leasing today. With one toll-free call, you will get an upfront price on the exact car you want quoted to you right over the phone. And with D&M's volume discounts, you can save 40 to 50% on your monthly car payment compared to traditional financing. Plus, you don't have to pay a down payment, and you still get the special factory rebates passed straight on to you to make your payments even lower. Cut your new car payments by up to 50%. Call D&M Leasing today for your free quote.
Call 800-554-9628. That's 800-554-9628. Call D&M Leasing at 800-554-9628 today.
What's up, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now, since I've been doing my thing here on Air America Radio, I've had a lot of great guests, played a lot of good music, and had a whole lot of laughs. So tune in this week as we pack some of this year's highlights into one big show. With good music, good vibes, and good conversation. The Best of the Kyle Jason Show airs this Saturday night at 10 p.m. on Air America Radio. Don't miss it, baby!
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. I'm going to come to your phone calls here in just a second. But regarding Bush's statement, two statements in the last hour about Africa, you know, which is just sickening. A couple of statements. This comes from the Institute for Public Accuracy, whose people I quote quite frequently. They line up experts, no matter what the topic is, and they're available for interviews on the radio. We very seldom have interviews on this program, but we still like to quote what these people have said. Anne Louise Colgan is the Director of Policy Analysis and Communications at Africa Action. She said today, the Bush administration's Africa policy is more noteworthy for its public relations efforts than for any benefit to the African continent. None of the claims and promises of new funding for Africa from the White House have fully materialized, and the president's G8 agenda falls far short of a bold commitment to supporting African efforts to fight poverty and promote development. The recent debt deal for 14 African countries leaves the majority of the continent waiting on debt row for future debt cancellation. All African countries need full access to their own resources now if they are to succeed in the fight against poverty and HIV/AIDS. The G8 should expand the recent debt deal to include all African countries and should cut the harmful conditions attached to this deal when they meet next week. And Marie Clark Brill, who's Director of Public Education and Mobilization at Africa Action, said, quote, Bush's new plans on malaria and education are nothing more than a mirage. The president makes promises based on future funding projections, which he cannot guarantee, and instead of a bold commitment to combating malaria and other deadly challenges, this new plan, which includes only three countries, makes a farce of the so-called compassionate gesture. And it just goes on and on. And Africa, the country that, or the continent, I should say, that provided the human race. Have you ever read Robert Ardrey's book, African Genesis? It came out, what, 30 years ago, Kat? 35 years ago? African Genesis. Now, there have been books subsequent to Robert Ardrey's book, African Genesis. But Ardrey, being a playwright, in addition to being an amateur historian and anthropologist, had a way of writing that was amazing. If you're looking for a beach book, you know, something to take, if you get some time off this summer, get African Genesis. But what did Africa give the world besides the entire damned human race? Every single look, you know, there's only one way to look at this, all right? If you believe the out of Africa anthropological history, genealogy, genetic, blah, 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 blah. If you believe that stuff, and I tend to, then everything that's ever been done by humans had its origin in Africa. Doesn't that make sense if that's where the human race arose? Huh? Hello? Isn't it? Huh? Okay. And what did the human race give back to Africa? Colonialism? slavery, exploitation, death, disease, impoverishment, and through colonialism, a guarantee that the leadership of various African countries would be incapable of finding their ass with both hands, much less leading their respective countries. That's what colonialism does. No big tirade on Africa. The human race arose in Africa, and the human race may meet its end as a result of what's going on in Africa. You think Iran or Iraq or Uzbekistan or Afghanistan or George Bush or the occupied territories in Israel or Tony Blair. You think those are important problems? Well, 8 men will meet in a room on July 6th with the power to end poverty on that continent, a power to help the millions upon millions of people who live on the continent of Africa to come out of poverty, to begin economic development. Do you think they'll do it? Poor Bono. Now, before we go to your calls, just this. This is from Greg Palast. You all know Greg Palast. GregPalast.com. You know Greg Palast. Here's what he writes. This is very quick. I was in a drugstore today out here in Podunk. Some old guy in front of me was picking up his little paper bag of prescription medicine. The lady behind the counter handed him a credit card slip and said, "I'm sorry." She was sorry because the bill was over $1,200. The old man stared at the charge card receipt and stared at it some more. Hesitating, he signed and then said, "I hope I die before I have to pay for the next refill." He wasn't joking. The lady behind the counter said, "Oh, don't ever say that." And she said it in such a way that it was clear she'd heard the same thought before in different words from too many of the old folk that come by. And I was thinking, I wonder if he voted for Bush. I mean, did he vote for the man who would stop boys from kissing boys? Who would allow big stone icons of the Ten Commandments in the Podunk courthouse? Who would get Saddam before he got us? In other words, was this old man a blind soldier in Karl Rove's army of the angry who would rather vote against themselves for deadly high drug prices dictated by Big Pharma, for no national health insurance, in return for a promise from George Bush that he, Mr. Bush, will be the malicious defender of their prejudices? The polls tell us that Americans are in an ugly mood. Too many jobs leaving for China, too many body bags returning from Iraq, and a bad feeling about a president grabbing for grandma's Social Security check. America is hurting. But what really hurts is that the wounds are self-inflicted. Happy 4th of July, compadres. Oh, and stay healthy. You all are familiar with Greg Palast, I know. All right. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, thanks for holding on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Long time no talk.
I know. It's about time you called in.
I wanted to, first of all, Joy's gonna knock my block off if I don't mention, the chat room, aar-irc.blogspot.com.
Okay, you just mentioned it.
Okay, what I wanted to talk to you about is, we recently had a visitor from Iraq here in, Lansing, Michigan, Naba Salim Hamid.
Uh-huh.
He's a professor at the University of Baghdad.
Yes.
And she celebrated her birthday while she was here in Lansing. And I went to her birthday party, and we had a chance to sit around a dinner table and talk about things. And one of the things she mentioned was that the Japanese troops that are in Iraq are dealing with the locals in very creative ways. They're dealing with poverty by handing out trash bags. and paying the people to recycle their trash.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, poverty is one of the first things you have to deal with if you're if you want security, because you know, even the most law-abiding person in the world will resort to stealing if they can't buy their food.
Oh sure, absolutely.
Just wanted to check in with you, and I just wanted to let you know what was going on here in Lansing. We're getting ready to do our 200th consecutive peace vigil tomorrow.
Good for you, Will. Good for you. Keep it up, okay, pal? Thanks for checking in. I think Will has hit on what we've talked about in this program before, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, you can't start thinking about democracy if you can't feed your child. You can't start thinking about how you're going to hold elections or what form of government you're going to have unless you have a roof over your head. And just a minimal amount of health care.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive, and the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute, but after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Past the hour. This is Air America. Dan is calling from Washington State. Dan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, I'm thinking if Bush wants to put his money where his mouth is in terms of being a uniter and not a divider, he ought to condemn what Rove said. I mean, the slanderous thing that Rove said, you know. He didn't offer any proof, and what Simple Scotty said trying to defend him just doesn't hold water.
Oh, you're talking about Roe's statement that liberals
wanted to offer therapy.
Oh, yeah, that pig. When I heard that, I'll tell you, it's a good thing I wasn't near any of my guns, because I probably would have gone out in the woods behind the house and started shooting things.
Yeah.
It just made me so angry to hear that, just so damned angry. Between Karl Rove... And who's the tall bag of human waste, the blonde woman, and Coulter? Between Coulter and Rove, I don't know. They just make me crazy. They make me crazy. Yeah. They really make me sick.
And not surprisingly, on MediaMatters.com, they said the polls among liberals and the general population and the votes or the polls showed that the liberals, like conservatives, wanted to go after the guys that attacked us on 9/11, and also, and yeah, of course, every Democrat voted for war in Afghanistan, pretty much.
Right. Well, it's hell to be jerked around by a piece of human waste like Karl Rove, but he certainly has the ability to jerk people around, doesn't he, Dan?
Sure does. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your comments. I really, really do. Susan is calling from Oakland Park, Florida. Hey, Susan.
Hello, Michael. I wanted to add to Joy's comments and the email you read during the last hour about the targeting of Iraqi hospitals.
Right, okay.
Forgive my more cynical nature, but if my memory is correct, the very first no-bid contract awarded to Halliburton included the open-ended, exclusive right to rebuild Iraq's hospitals and schools.
Oh, yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, the primary motive for targeting is Iraqi hospitals and schools, to a lesser extent, was and is pure greed and war profiteering, like almost everything else perpetrated by the Bush crime family.
Kind of a nightmarish version of urban renewal, huh?
Yeah. Well, some of your bloggers can verify what my memory.
I remember that. I remember, and that's one of the reasons I think that. Halliburton or Kellogg Brown and Root or these companies run by Dick Cheney, if he's still alive, they've done nothing. They've done nothing in Iraq. It's my understanding that the only projects to help the people of Iraq, the little tiny projects that have been started, are usually started by American GIs or American aid workers or international aid workers. But there's a lot of U.S. soldiers who get over there, and even though their mission is to go kill people, they see what's going on, and they can't help but assist on a very small, truly inconsequential level in the big picture, but very consequential on the level that these soldiers are trying to make a difference and not just go over there and blow people away. And it's heart-wrenching to know that soldiers are doing this, and the Bush crime family and the Cheney crime family are content to just sit back and suck off billions of dollars. Oh, God, I hate these people. I just loathe them.
It's because Americans have, for the most part, the kind of compassion, conservative or otherwise, so lacking in our official government positions and actions.
Yeah.
It's like the teachers buying supplies for the students because the school system can't or won't provide them.
Yeah.
It's
astonishing.
So demoralizing to see what's going on these days.
It's just astonishing. Hey, thanks for checking in, Susan.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate your call. Good night. Well, all of that may be true, and we all may be pissed off, but I'll tell you what, even regarding that old man that Greg Pallas wrote about with the $1,200 prescription drug bill, I'll tell you what, though, at least the queers can't get married, right? So everything's okay. The queers can't get married, and by God, those Ten Commandments are going to be placed in the public, in the government square, not just the public square, but the government square. You know, I just can't understand why this is a simpleton statement that's going to come from me right now. This is like a 12-year-old. Not that there's anything wrong with 12-year-olds, but my thought has been and continues to be, for people who want to display the Ten Commandments, go ahead. Who's stopping you? Put it on your front porch. Put it in your front yard. Put it on the roof of your house. Tattoo it on your forehead. Put it on your chimney. Nobody is trying to stop anyone from posting the Ten Commandments, six of which talk about, I'm God, and if you don't worship me, I'll beat the hell out of you, or worse. Nobody's talking about stopping them. Oh, God.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin is proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, we eliminate the middleman? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones Magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased, but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this three times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You are so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family? In just 10 minutes, you could have up to $150,000 of select-term life insurance from the American Life Insurance Company of New York. For more information and a free rate quote, just call 1-866-492-2500. That's all it takes, just 10 minutes to apply over the phone. There's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just answer some simple questions and you'll be quoted a very affordable rate. If you qualify, your coverage begins right away. During your term, your rates will never go up and your benefits will never go down. Now it's fast, easy, and affordable to protect your loved ones for a lifetime. Call American Life now for a free rate quote. 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3 or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for a free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin home protection plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Okay, never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKIN-MAN.
Check this out. This is Chuck D. I gotta tell y'all, I got this new show. I did not disappear. I'm right here. Each and every Sunday night, 11 to 1.
Come on and join us. Gianna Garrell and my co-host,
Chuck D.
Now each and every Sunday night.
On The Real. So take a deep breath and check out our show each and every Sunday night. Getting in the nooks and crannies, the nitty and the gritty. My co-host is Gianna Garrell. On The Real. Right here.
At the top of the week.
This Sunday on Air America Radio.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
I would not run from the Holocaust. I would not run from the bomb. I'd welcome the chance to meet my maker and fly into the sun. Fly into the sun. Fly into
26 before the hour. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for the birthday card.
You're welcome. Kathy going to take you out to dinner tomorrow?
Tomorrow we're just going to come in and go to work, but some friends of ours, two other couples, and Kathy and I and the kid are going to go out to dinner on Sunday night, Kat? Sunday night, yeah.
Oh, that's good. You work on Monday.
Oh, sure. Oh. Or no, not 4th of July, no.
No. Well, at least you get a day off for the holiday.
You got that right. But anyway, thanks for the card.
You're welcome.
And very kind. You never forget, do you?
Smart Alec. That's the only kind I like.
Yeah, oh, I love him too.
I'm just wondering, you know, why the hell they're not sending Robert Novak to jail?
Yeah, that's a good question. I read in the Times today, New York Times is between a rock and a hard place with Judith Miller. They'd love to slam Novak to the ground, and they can't, but they had an article today in the Times about, you know, maybe Robert Novak should step up to the plate. The other day, William Safire came out of retirement to write for the New York Times an op-ed piece about it's time for his good buddy Robert Novak to write the column that explains what's going on. Novak, in the meantime, doesn't care. He doesn't give a damn. You know, everybody can go to jail. Time magazine has now compromised itself and said, okay, we'll tell you. Judith Miller, that I just distinctly don't like because she is a pro-war propagandist, but still, I don't like what's going on with her.
She didn't actually write a column. She just had notes, if I understand it correctly. And what's his name, Cooper, may have written an article, but, you know.
Yeah, they didn't. Neither one of them revealed anything, and Miller didn't write anything about this particular issue. The reason the grand jury was questioning Cooper and Miller was because they believe that these two people have information that is pertinent to finding out who in the Bush crime family released the information. Of course, if the Bush crime family, Marge, had 1/1,000,000 to 1% of honesty, they would have stepped forward and said, I did it, long ago, but that's not going to happen. But Judith Miller was the one who wrote so many articles in the run-up to the war against Iraq that was pro-war, and her major source was this convicted felon, Ahmad Shalabi. So it's hard for me to feel sympathy for Judith Miller, but I've got to stand behind the idea that she should be able, even if she lies and is a pro-war propagandist, I've still got to stand behind the idea that the government should not be able to force reporters to reveal sources.
I've never been able to nail it down. Originally I thought it was Thomas Jefferson, but I don't think it is. The duty of the Fourth Estate is to maintain an informed citizenry. And I'm not quite sure who said it, but damn, that idea is going to hell in a handbasket. I tell you.
It's gone. There's still a few writers around. There's still a few writers who write for national newspapers or magazines who are still trying to inform the public. But as far as electronic media, forget about it. It's gone, Marge. Gone.
You were talking about the.
Except this network.
Well, that goes without saying.
There you go.
I love editorial cartoons. I saw one today. What is his name? Staler from the Columbus Dispatch.
I believe that's who it is, yeah.
Yeah. There's Moses standing on the mountain holding the tablets, and you see from the clouds a voice coming down, one more, thou shalt not pick some bum for the Supreme Court. I love it. And yeah. If you've got time in today's Chicago Tribune, Barack Obama seems to be a quiet kind of a sort that is just going to, you know, not make big ranting and raving, but he's just going to keep plugging along and you know, like a little bitty dog, just nipping at their heels without making a big fuss.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote an op-ed piece of why he opposes CAFTA, and there was another article about he was wanting to get information on this charming person called Henrietta Holsom Foer,
uh-huh,
who's supposed to be nominated for Under Secretary of State of for Human Resources or whatever her title is.
Right.
And she made some statement some years back, and he wanted to read the papers about it. And finally, the White House brought some stuff over, but they stood over him for 30 minutes while he looked through it.
Well, that's the way it works in a totalitarian dictatorship modeled on the Nazi Party of Germany in the 30s. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
That's it, Marge. I like to hear you take deep breaths. That's very important for people our age wink, wink, nudge, nudge, to take deep breaths.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And the other thing, you know, the thing that I just couldn't help but laugh at, that copter went down on Tuesday, but since George, such a fella, was making a speech that night, we didn't know what the hell happened to it until 3 days later. Did you notice that?
I did, and it's disgusting. We have people, Americans, in harm's way, and we can argue until we don't have any breath left as to the legality of what our people are doing, but there are people. They shouldn't be there. They should be home with their families. And this corrupt Bush crime family, they don't care. If American soldiers die, American airmen or Navy people or Marines die, they don't care. They don't give a damn. So as far as withholding the information, they don't care. And they're still withholding information.
I wish the old style was still in effect, you know, where the women used to wear these large hats with the 8-inch long hat pins. You know what I'd like to do with that, don't you?
Don't say it.
Well, use your imagination.
I will.
So
I will.
Celebrate a happy birthday and a happy 4th and like that.
Thanks, Marge. You take care, all right?
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. Jacob is calling from New Hampshire. Jacob, welcome to the program.
Hi. Great to talk to you again, Mike. I've been frustrated by the same question that you keep talking about, but in a slightly different context. Many nights you say, what is it going to take to get rid of this Bush crooked
right.
Bush crime family? And my conclusion has been, you know, if the truth could come out about the 9/11 attack, that the Bush administration was involved in that and cooperated it. And I've been making a real effort to try to kind of spread that word by trying to call other talk radio stations.
I saw something Zogby polling today, and I hope I've gotten this right because I didn't print the poll off. But I believe I saw that around 40% of Americans would support impeachment if it turns out the Bush lied to get us into war. Now, my immediate question is, what the hell are they talking about? You mean to tell me that people don't understand, that 100% of us don't understand, that everything Bush said about taking us into the Iraq War was a lie? All of it was a lie. Every single point was a lie. And I don't care if these Christ killers want to acknowledge it. I don't care if Republicans want to acknowledge it or turncoat Democrats. It doesn't matter. The truth stands and speaks for itself. So what does that mean? Will somebody tell me? Maybe you can tell me, Jacob. What does it mean when the Zogby poll says 40% of Americans would support impeaching this bastard if it could be proved that he lied about taking us to war in Iraq? What does that mean?
I just can't understand it either. I mean, I think that would be more than enough reason, too. But it's just from my experience from trying to talk to people before I knew about this and after I knew about this, and when the same people. And I guess it seems like there's something really guttural, like being hit when you read this book. I don't know if you've had a chance to get it yet.
I have not.
For me, it was like being, hit in the stomach, like hundreds of times, it was just so disgusting,
You're talking about David Ray Miller's book.
David Ray Griffin.
Griffin, I'm sorry, yeah.
The 9/11 Commission Report,
yes.
Calling
yes.
Omissions and distortions, excuse me.
Right.
The logic, they keep trying to think about this can't be true. And that's what everyone says. First they say, oh no, before you can even get it out. And the problem I really would like to hear, because I'm a kind of a geek, a math and computer geek, that tries to have a conscience, and I'm not an expert on this stuff. And a lot of, I know that you and a lot of your listeners have a lot more expertise and experience in how to try to get this message out to the, because it seems like it hasn't been able to break from kind of...
Right, I get what you're saying, Jacob. The only thing I could suggest to you is to keep talking, pal. Just keep talking to whoever you're talking to. Thanks, Jake. I appreciate you checking in. And yeah, more people need to read the book, for sure. I am so far behind in reading. I've got 900 emails stacked up. I've got people who write to me, and I hate to not respond. You know, the emails that get through the filter. Of course, we have filters up. But the emails that come through that I want to respond to and can't. All right, more of your phone calls in just a second. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
When I opened my mouth, out came bah, and the anchor man was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. And the anchor woman was saying, blah, blah. And I replied, bah, bah. Then I remembered, electronic media creates reality. Electronic media creates your mind. Do you watch the nightly news?
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last,
a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't realize George W. Bush would be talking about
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
My guys, they know who's in charge.
but germs never listen.
Ouch, Mom!
So all our cuts get Neosporin for infection protection that lasts.
Bye, Mom!
Even when I'm not there.
24 hours after application, Neosporin Original is 8 times more effective than even the leading prescription topical antibiotic at keeping skin germ-free.
So now germs know who's in charge, too.
Longer-lasting infection protection. That's Neosporin. Every cut, every time. Use as directed.
Your host for a Appearance-Friance Future, it's Mike Malloy.
Ten before the hour. Thanks to the crew. Thanks, crew. Oh, I got to name them again, right? Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac and David Fizikas in New York City. Thanks, guys. Our senior correspondent, Chris in Minnesota. The man who archives their program, Ben, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Mark Marshall, our double plus good webmaster. And our music bureau chief, Jim in Arkansas. Thanks to everybody. We do appreciate it. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Our Woodstock Nation bureau chief is checking in. King David is calling from Wisconsin. David, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Surviving, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. By the way, of course, I am at WhiteRoseSociety.org now as well.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, you didn't notice that little link on the front page?
I did not. I very seldom go there because I don't need to download my program. Oh, never mind. I love Ben Birch, but I very seldom go to White Rose.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like you never call yourself because you're always at home, so one of those kind of deals, right, yeah.
There you go. How's your program coming?
Surviving, I think, so far.
Well, hang in there, pal.
You know, ruffling the right feathers, apparently, as you know, as can be figured out from some of the posting boards that.
Where can people hear you, folks who are listening right now to this phone call? Don't know what the hell we're talking about. Where can people hear you?
Yeah, go to on the internet, whiteroastsociety.org. There is a link on the front page. If you go and click on that link, it will automatically download an MP3 of a newscast that I do weekdays,
mm-hmm.
and that's how you listen to it.
All right.
Yeah, on whatever media player that you have on your computer.
And it's listed how? Is King David?
David McKenzie. Yeah.
David McKenzie.
Yeah, King All David right. McKenzie.
King David McKenzie. All right, everybody, go download it. Now, that's not what you called for. What'd you call for?
There was something I saw on MSNBC on Monday night that if you did not have a chance, and I don't think you did because you were working at the time.
Right.
I think this will do your heart a bit of good.
Okay.
And what it was, you know that they had the premiere for the trailer of the remake of King Kong. At the end of Old Ruin's show.
Okay, I didn't
right?
see it, but all right.
Okay, now the thing is, that was only at the end of Old Ruin's live show.
Gotcha.
They didn't have it at the end of Old Ruin's repeat show, which is 4 hours later.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that night, Old Ruin closed with the words, "Stay tuned for a monkey."
And then, if
like me, you caught the repeat, as soon as he said, "Stay tuned for a monkey," the next image that you encounter happens to be Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, right.
I only suspect that Keith did that on purpose.
I suspect. You know, doing his program at MSNBC, you talk about feeling like a petunia in an onion patch. He's surrounded by nothing but thugs, killers, liars, cheats, sneaks, and neo-fascists. He's got a lot more nerve than I do. I wouldn't even approach MSNBC. Not that anybody's ever offered me to approach them, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Yeah. Although I suspect you may have just insulted, you know, liars and thieves and murderers.
Well, that's true.
You know,
that's true.
By doing the comparison. I mean.
Well, you know, I when I get a chance to watch Overman's show, and I do quite frequently, because we'll be here in the studio. Getting the show ready, last-minute touches, and I'll turn it on. And the one thing that I keep thinking, please, Keith, don't commit suicide. Please don't commit suicide.
I don't think he'll give the dark side the satisfaction.
Well, I hope not.
The last, very last thing, something to chew about, chew over Independence Day weekend.
Okay.
Now, think about this. You remember the old television series, The Prisoner?
I remember it, but I never watched it.
Okay, with Patrick McGoohan,
right.
Came out in 67.
Right.
And they had, in this closed community, they had this great big huge, you know, balloon-like ball that would go after people who the powers that were in the community didn't particularly like what they were doing.
I remember that.
Do you remember what they called that huge white ball?
I do not.
The Rover.
The Rover.
Doesn't
oh, my God.
Still.
Now, I think I do remember this. I must have seen an episode or two. I like Patrick McGoohan in what was the other British detective series?
Danger Man, known over on this side of the Atlantic as Secret Agent.
Secret Agent, there you go. Yeah, I love Patrick McGoohan. I understand he's gone to the great BBC studio in the sky.
I'm not quite sure about that.
A number of years ago, I think, but you can check it out because you're in the entertainment business.
Yeah, well, Internet Movie Database will probably have the information.
There you go. King David, we're out of time. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you checking
Survive
in.
Survive the weekend.
We'll do it. Go listen to what he does. Go to whiterosesociety.org and download one of those MP3s. King David McKenzie. Good guy. We're about out of time. No reason to take another call. I'm sorry for all you folks I'm leaving hanging there. I do apologize. We'll try to get to you tomorrow night if you deign to call in. All right? So for everyone who did participate tonight, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? All right. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones Magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased, but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Hello, and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Oh, hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORCAN-MAN.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip. Life insurance prices have never been lower than they are right now.